Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for the firm of Harris and Meringue.
I was terrified that I was not going to make the show on time.
Patrick Harris.
Hi, friend.
Danny Meringue.
I'm one of those weirdos.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hi, friends. Oh, it's a Tuesday, baby. It must always be a Tuesday around her.
Oh, you know what? I should probably do. Put my headphones on.
Yeah, that might work.
I literally just didn't even think to put them in because I'm stupid.
I went to my boss this morning.
Are you new here? Yes.
Yes. I went to my boss this morning and I told him that Penn State has contacted my agent about my availability, potentially using that as a chance for a free little bump. And boss man Cooley looked at me and said, dude, take it.
Yeah. Which is funny. It shows the difference between two of us. You were like, I'm going to take the Penn State coaching job. And I was like, hey, Cooley, if you buy me out for $48 million, I will go away. And he's like, I would take that too.
You know, as cool as $48 million would be, I'd take a crack at Penn State. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Why not?
I mean, I think somebody put in the YouTube the other day, I think I'd rather have Danny be the athletic director at Oregon State right now. So, you know.
Yeah, I love when people say it should be Sprague.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. I'm not saying I want, nor would I be good at that job. Sprague would be much better than me.
Look, I don't even know how to run a football practice, but, you know, I feel like I would just get really nice assistants around me and be like, all right, guys, go run practice. I'm going to go get a beer. But I'll be back. Let me know when drills are done, and I'll be ready to go on this. I think that could work out. You'd be a real player's coach.
Go into practice and...
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. We'd have coolers all over the place.
This would be pretty much the totality of my head coaching-ness.
Run the ball.
There you go.
Not in any particular direction. Just run it.
What are we doing today? Run the ball. The ball. Pow.
Yeah. It's fun times.
Fun times.
I do love it.
I grabbed my coffee this morning at my local barista spot across the street, and I was chatting with the baristas. They were telling me about how one of their coworkers, because we were having this conversation, every time I walk in there, I feel like Billy Joel is playing. And again, today, My
Could
Life.
Be worse.
My Life by Billy Joel was playing. Great song. And so I mentioned it again, and they were talking about, the owner there was talking about how one of his baristas only likes music that nobody's heard of. And he chimed in with, if it has over 1,000 listeners, I don't listen to it. So we were like having fun with that. They were telling me they have a coworker, another barista there who I'm familiar with, that he is just now getting into music in his mid-20s. Like, he's never been a music person. And now he's getting into it.
Okay.
Which led me to the question, where the hell do you start?
Are these the most pretentious people on the face of the planet?
No, they're all really nice people. I promise you, they're really, really nice people.
Like, you just told me in your car when you're driving around.
Not only that, you just told me somebody who doesn't listen to music that more than 1,000 people listen to, and another guy who's just getting into music.
Well, that was a joke about the 1,000 listeners. We were joking about that.
Yeah, I know. But was it really?
Yeah, it was a joke.
Was it really?
It was a joke.
Okay, so 5,000 listeners?
That's not very nice. They're nice people, Danny.
I know! You can be nice and pretentious.
But there are a ton of people that do not listen to music. There are a ton of people that don't listen to music, and I find that amazing.
I don't want to know those people.
But now I'm fascinated about this guy who's getting into music. Where do you start? Are you like 80s metal, jump right into it? Are you more of a late 60s soul guy? You start at the basics and 40s jazz, like, you know, and he said, then he told me the other day the guy was listening to One Direction. And I was like, you went 2010s kid music. Interesting. Go. Interesting thought.
I would be, it'd be great if he just turned into a scat man.
Yep.
Mel Torme.
Yeah. I mean, or, you know, you just like dive straight into Fish. That'd be a weird spot to go.
Hey, man, I got some Fish friends, and they it is like a, it is the kinder, gentler, more likable version of Grateful Dead fans.
I might disagree. I think I like Deadheads more than Fish kids.
I in my life, all of the Fish people that I know, they creep me out less.
I think a good place to start might be late 80s hip hop. Before gangster rap comes in and we're like heavy sampling, so you're going to get hooks of songs you know, building a genre, kind of creating something. That could be a nice place to start.
God, who was it? Was it Hannibal Buress?
Some like Public Enemy, Bloodhound Gang, you know,
was,
something
no,
like
it was
that.
Somebody
Beastie?
It was somebody with T-Pain. I can't remember who it was.
You don't like Beastie Boys, do you?
It's not a not like, it's I'm ambivalent.
Okay, I'm just going to pass.
Yeah. It's like, culturally, I get down with it. You know what I mean? Like how impactful it was.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the difference between the Beatles and the Beastie Boys for me. Culturally, I don't give a damn about the Beatles. The music irritates the hell out of me. I understand the impact.
I think you're listening to the wrong Beatles, my friend.
No, I've listened to plenty, and it makes me grind my teeth. I don't like it. His
She's
voice.
He's got a ticket to ride.
No, I hate his voice.
Who? There's three of them that sing.
All of them.
Well, four, I guess, technically.
Yeah, all of their voices. I do not like them at all. There is not a more popular...
Guy hates Paul McCartney. Who hates McCartney?
This guy. Funny story. Met him.
You've met Macca? Dude, he's my hero.
He came through another radio station when I was making an appearance 10 years ago.
He is a giant hero
of
mine.
And I was like, oh my God. I was like, I don't care.
Real Paul McCartney and dead Paul McCartney. Mm. Like, I love both of them.
Yeah, I just... Not my jam. Not one bit.
I seriously just want to know. I'm trying to rack my brain. I like starting with hip-hop. I think hip-hop would be a great place to start, especially because as you evolve and you get into, like, once you start getting into, like, Dre and then Nas and then, like, Outkast comes around and then you get, like, that pop rap in the late 90s with, like, Ja Rule and, like, those dudes. But then Jay-Z comes around and Marshall comes around and that could be a fun little ride.
Yeah, no, before I went off on that whole squirrel tangent, there was somebody on that was on with T-Pain. They were talking about, like, the history of hip-hop and they was, like, he started doing, like, a late 80s, like, hip-hop, like, Scooby doo bop beep bop a doobie doo. And I kind of went with the Rapper's Delight.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, he was just making it up as go. It was just all gibberish. And I was like, wow, that actually did sound exactly like a song from the 80s.
You could also probably...
I should probably say early 80s.
Could probably also get into like Robert Johnson, that old Delta Blues stuff. Mm. You know, of him selling his soul to the devil to be able to play the guitar, and then you move up to like Chuck Berry, and then you get to the Stones, and boom, you're in Led Zeppelin, and now you're in rock and roll.
Yeah, I say just throw them straight into metal.
That's what I wonder. Like, what if that's some? So that's a genre that never really talks to me. So it would be fascinating for somebody learning music for the first time. That's like, that's it. I love this.
Doesn't talk to me either. It screams at me.
I love this.
This gets my heart going.
I'll go this way. Did you watch Stranger Things?
I saw the first two seasons.
Okay, so you didn't see the most recent season when Master of Puppets just took over the planet.
That is a Metallica song.
Yes.
And album name.
Yes.
Nice, go me.
But, like, it was...
Controversial?
Was...
Don't like Metallica.
Oh.
Out.
That stuff.
Out.
It was very cool and also very, like, oh, crap, I'm old, to watch Master of Puppets... A song that we played before every single game in high school football. Like that was...
Like the band played?
No. Like in the locker room.
On CD?
Oh, yeah.
On a boombox?
Oh, yeah. We had, with the...
You should have to also learn the technology of the time. Like
right?
If you start in the 80s, you need a tape deck.
And then
after like 5 years, you get a CD player.
We had the box speakers with hooked up with the, you know, spliced heavy gauge wire.
And
a little push button in the back.
Well, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. I had that on top of the lockers, but I remember we would have Master of Puppets, and then we came out to Sanitarium. We came out the tunnels of Sanitarium every game. But
it's so funny. And we were all hip hop.
God, it's just so good.
What, the power chords?
You really don't
all
like
I
this?
All I hear is power chords.
You really don't like this?
Pow, 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 pow. I'm good.
That's not power chords.
I'm good.
It's not power chords.
Nah, when it comes to like real rock and roll, dude, I listen to like The Who, the live Who from like 70, 71. That ass bangs, dude.
No, there's no banging there.
That ass bangs.
No, there's no banging there. That bangs.
My cousin didn't like music growing up. His first song he liked was We Didn't Start the Fire, and we listened to that way more than any human should. Hell yeah, yeah. Billy Joel!
But it was really cool watching the kids be like, this rules.
I'm dealing with my children learning music. My youngest, Bubba, he is into Nancy Sinatra.
Okay.
Well, he's Boots, man.
Okay.
Bang, bang.
Okay.
The middle one, Miss Claire, she is all about the Swifties. She lives in the Swiftie universe.
She's one in a billion.
And then my oldest, her new favorite band is the Smiths. So welcome to a 13-year-old girl in middle school who has found Morrissey and that crew and is into it.
Yeah. I turned on my eighth grade daughter to stuff like
Johnny Marr,
like mid to late 90s, like alternative female led bands like Hole.
I thought she would get into that too. And she's
Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, she loves Mathers. She's all about Marshall Mathers. I tried to get her into Outkast. She wasn't really feeling it, which really broke my heart.
I remember coming home in elementary school.
She told me her favorite rap song is Hit 'Em Up by Tupac, and I said that is an inappropriate song for a 13-year-old to listen to. I can hear the first words in my head right now.
It's fantastic.
And none of them I can say on the air.
There you go. I remember coming home from elementary school and telling my mom I found this new awesome band called Aerosmith.
Mm.
Do you know who they are?
Do I?
No. That was the question that I asked. My mom hit me with, oh, you sweet summer child. Because... It was...
because the first song they probably heard was from the Armageddon soundtrack.
Yeah, right.
Banger of a song. Well, not going to lie. 90s banger.
The first song I ever heard was the Run DMC.
Walk This Way. Yep.
That was the first one I ever heard. And I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah, I think for me it was...
That's why I was thinking hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me it was, yeah, the Walk This Way or Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Yeah.
Dude Looks Like a Lady. Beep,
beep. But yeah, I remember that memory very vividly of getting in the car and being so excited to tell my parents about this new cool band that I found.
Oakley Doakley. Well, we got a lot to get to today. It's a Tuesday. That means free consultation at 12:15. Get those questions in. Anything you need advice on, how your weekend was, how to lick your wounds, how to ride your bike in the rain with no clothes on. Or what you think about my new haircut. I don't know. Whatever you want. Free consultation. We'll do that at 12:15. We have Web Gems at 11:45. There's a lot to get into that was left over from yesterday. Ton of NFL today for you NFL honks out there. And then a little bit of baseball. Would you lean into it? Asking somebody that is a lot different when you put it into perspective. But we'll start something that we didn't get to yesterday because there was a lot more local pressing news. Blazers beat the Kings over the weekend in preseason basketball. Are we feeling the Yong Bong, guys? Are we full in on the Yong Bong?
Tell you what, that arena did.
That arena was eating it up. W's, eating dubs.
No.
We'll do Blazers preseason next. This is Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Getting higgy with it.
10:18 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. She lets you interact with us throughout the entire day. Shout out to the youtube.com/1051. The fan crowd as well. Join the chat. We're having fun over there. My kids are 6 and 4, and I don't know if I'm proud of this. Yes, I'm proud, but they know far too many Kendrick Lamar songs. He's my fave, and hearing A minor from the backseat is so fantastic.
I love that. Love that. Yeah, that's absolutely perfect.
Another one. My kid loves the Trolls version of Crazy Train, but can't get her to say anything nice about Ozzy. That's the flip side of it all, man. That's the complete flip side of it all. I love that song. You're like, oh, really? Check out the original. Like, no. You know, I do that with my oldest in hip-hop songs. I'm like, oh, you like that? Try this Parliament song. And she's like, I don't like this. I'm like, oh, man, it's better.
And it's the second time today already mentioning T-Pain. T-Pain did a cover of Crazy Train.
It's great.
And Ozzy, Ozzy said it's the best cover anybody's ever done.
He's amazing. And I don't think enough people give T-Pain enough credit. I think he was an easy butt of a joke.
Because he used the original auto-tune.
Because the auto-tune. But, like, the man can actually sing.
Oh, no.
He's so actually fantastic.
I was an auto-tune T-Pain is not that good guy. And I remember the first time I heard him sing a clean mic. And my jaw hit the floor. And I went, oh, he's dumb good.
See, I'm okay with auto-tune. Like, I was a big Zappin' Roger guy back in the day, so it's like, they give me
what
some of that.
What did you say?
Zappin' Roger.
It sounded like you cussed
at me. Do you know the beginning of California Love? When it says California?
Oh, yeah.
That's like an auto-tune type filter. I'm cool with that. It's when you use auto-tune to make Britney sound like she can sing when she can't sing.
The pitch balance.
That's what I don't like.
Yeah, that's that. I'm there with you.
A lot to get to this hour. Baker doing Baker things. Boy, Danny, I know your pants going to get real tight when we start talking Baker over there.
Man, I've been riding that Baker train for a while now.
I know you have. Plus, I want to get into life in the NFC North. We're a little heavy football today, but I do want to start with your Portland Trailblazers. Another game in the books. A different starting lineup. Not to take too much credit in that. Don't look into that, Danny.
No.
Don't look into that. But our takeaways from that game... kind of polar opposite from the first game in the sense that Shaden was pretty rough in the first half, but kind of, I'm going to go out on a limb. I don't know anything about this, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say he might have got a swift talking to in the locker room at halftime.
Yeah, I asked Chauncey about that in the press conference. I was like, hey, did you have a conversation with Shaden at halftime? Because I'll be honest, I thought Shaden was god-awful in the first half, and not in the sense of like the box score stuff. He has a legitimate chance to go steal a starting lineup spot, to take it, to snatch it.
Sure.
And he went out there and just walked through it. And I was just like, it pissed me off.
Yeah.
To be honest, it pissed me off because it's not a can a guy do it. He's got the talent. He's got the skill. But instead of going out there, he went out there and Andrew Wiggins this thing. In the sense of like, yeah, you're really good. You're hyper talented. You're dumb athletic. Go get the damn thing and stop walking through it. I don't care if it's preseason. Do you want to start or not, dog?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing with Shaden. And we talked about him last week with the contract rumors and stuff. I love how defined he was in that clip of them asking about it. But I mean, but it's the thing. I don't want to say it's the biggest thing that lies on this team this year, but it is a huge factor. Yeah. Look, we kind of know. We know what we're going to get from Kamara. We know what we're going to get from Denny. Do those guys take a step forward? Mm-hmm. That's part of that thought. But a lot of our contingency here in how we feel about this team going forward, and honestly how a Tom Dundon's going to look at the team going forward, is the play of Shaden Sharpe. Flip that on its head. Jeremy Grant, obviously not great from three, but
I thought Jeremy was really good.
Bringing him off this might be the argument why Jeremy Grant comes off the bench, because it makes him hungry. Can you live in that world? I know you're a Jeremy Grant starting guy.
No, I don't think it was because he came off the bench necessarily. I think because two ended up getting hurt. Mm-hmm. He dinged his knee, and he sounds like he's going to go tonight, but that just kind of threw everything out because two only ended up playing, was it 14 minutes? Yeah, 14 minutes on the dot. So, but I thought Jeremy was good, other than the missed threes. And I here's the thing which as it pertains to Shaden, too. I don't care about makes and misses in the sense of it's how are you attacking the game?
What do the looks look like?
Yeah, like, what are you, like, there was one play from Shaden, because everybody like, thinks I hate Shaden. I don't. I just have high expectations for him because he is that talented. He got a switch on Sabonis. And in the past, he's gotten that switch, dribbled it back out, looked at it, and given the ball up. And I'm like, no, absolutely not. Cook him, fry him, bake him, fricassee him, go at him. And this time, he pulled it back out, went back at him. He kind of lost the handle a little bit, but instead of giving it up, he's like, I got this. And he just pulls up to an 18-footer and just buries it. And I was like, I don't care about the analytics of that. That's the mentality I want you to have. Mm-hmm. Good. Awesome. And then the rest of the half, there was nothing out of him with any kind of aggression. I was like, meanwhile, Jeremy, he only got into the night with four rebounds, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Three of them were offensive, and all three led to him. Two of them were putbacks, and one of them led to another shot from him.
I know, and it's tough for me. Like, this is where I need to evolve in modern-day NBA. I had this problem, honestly, with LaMarcus his entire career in Portland. When you play the four, I want more numbers. I want more rebound numbers.
Well, LaMarcus was a good rebounder.
I wanted him to average over 10, though.
Yeah, because he was right
at
that number.
That's what it was. And it was like always like I felt if you could give me one more board a game, two more boards a game, that would really get your size, your athleticism. And so even though, you know, LaMarcus and Jeremy are different players and different size, that four position, and maybe it's just I grew up watching too much Tim Duncan. I don't know what
it is. Well, it's the Karl Malone of it all, Dennis Rodman. Like, you just...
I just want you there crashing at all times. But to your point, those rebounds were crucial, and that is the biggest point of rebounds.
I mean, he did have two seasons where he averaged 23-10. LaMarcus.
Yeah.
Like, capable of doing it, certainly. But I get what you're saying. Jeremy's never really been a great rebounder. Coming out of college, that just wasn't... He also wasn't a three-point shooter. He was a 3-and-D guy. And what... Despite him missing threes, like, I don't worry about him shooting the three ball. He's going to be fine. He's, over the last 5 years, he's been totally fine from three.
It's that veteran conversation of guys are getting used to it. We're not too worried about
it. Yeah. And for him, though, well, the thing that I like to see is... Where he struggled last year was from two. He shot 37% from two last year. It was a train wreck. He was finishing everything around the rim. It was like, oh, okay. Like, there we go, JG. That, like, if you're going to have that space to operate and you're going to finish through contact again and find a way to be productive in and around the rim and in the paint, that's what you need to do.
I'm going to ask you a quick question here. Because we got a lot to get to. I don't want to spend too much time on Blazers. We'll get to more once the season starts.
Well, we have to get to the one major storyline out of this.
I was going to ask you about the Yongbong. Is that it?
Yes.
Is the Yongbong like Nurk Fever style?
Yes.
Or is the Yongbong like Cooper Flagg syndrome?
Because
when we talk NBA, like, nothing gets me going right now more than Cooper Flagg.
No, I mean, Flagg's a different demon. I've been riding that dragon for 2.5 years. I've never been more sure of a prospect in my life outside of Wemby. But Young, he was a little slow to start the first half, but then he found his rhythm. And Denny grabs and goes right hand behind the back, right hand behind the back, twice in the open court. I was like, okay, Denny. And then he just shovels it over to Young in the corner. So for spacing purposes, it's going to get a little weird here. You typically don't see bigs in the corner. If they're going to shoot threes, they're usually above the break. Why? Because they got to track back 90-plus feet to get back to the rim, and Young is not a guy who's real fleet of foot.
Those few steps save you a lot.
They do. That's why you typically see bigs take above-the-break threes, because that pick-and-pop action, and defensively, they have to cover, you know, 30 less feet. But he hits this corner three, and he said after the game, my hand was shaking. Like, he was like,
ooh.
He comes down the next possession, bang, another three. Place goes nuts. I mean, bonkers. I think it was two possessions later, secondary transition, catches it, hits the little Euro shuffle, bodies up, should have got an and one, finishes through contact. I was like, damn. Two plays later, gets it on the post, just hits the behind the back, spin, step through, up and under finish, and the place erupts. He has 12 points in the third quarter, and you're just like, and then a little bit later in the quarter, he's on the deep right block, and Shaden back cuts, and I go, there it is. As it's happening, I can see it coming. Throws the like little drop pass behind the back, bounce pass to Shaden for the dunk, and I was like, that's it. And they found a way to unlock him. That is what you're going to see this season. Not 12 points in a quarter, but you're going to see these little flashes that where you're just like, oh, there it is.
That's why I'm hoping Young has enough in these last preseason games. There's one tonight, and then when's the other one? Friday? I had the schedule up. I'm an idiot right now.
Thursday. They play at Utah on Thursday.
Couple games left in preseason. I want to see Young show enough to make the team.
I mean, he is.
And not be...
No, he's the backup big when Rob's
okay,
not healthy.
Like, great.
That's what's going
to
happen.
Great. I don't want to send him, you know, to the G League.
Now, here,
whatever we call it these days.
Yeah, the remix. And here's the thing. If Rob comes back and is totally healthy, which, I mean...
Who knows? Let's hope. God, great player if he is.
God, I love him so much.
Great player if he is.
But if that happens, and let's say WAP just like becomes incredibly valuable and Young can't find minutes, then they'll send him down to the remix just to give him minutes, because that's what he needs. But... as it stands right now, he's going to get probably 16 to 18 minutes a night. Like that's where he's at. So, and there's going to be nights where things don't go well for him. Big man is the hardest position in the NBA to learn. You just have so many responsibilities, and the change from college or international to coming to the NBA is just so different. I will say this though, man, his press conferences are so much fun because he is so brutally honest.
That's great.
He had I'm summarizing here. It's like, he felt like he let his teammates down in his first game. And he just wanted to get out there and let them know that they didn't have to worry about that. And I was like, that's pretty cool.
And the last thing I'll say about that, too, on a team for some of us casuals out here that, you know, we're aware of what this team is expected to do this year. And there's not a lot of, we're looking at growth that might not translate to wins.
Mm-hmm.
So give me a reason to get into the arena and watch on TV.
Oh, they're going to be exciting.
So, I mean, Young adds that.
Yeah, and I will say they had 31 total free throws in the first quarter between both teams. It was brutal. It was almost a 40-minute long, like, actual time first quarter.
Dude, we should have a conversation about which refs drive you more crazy, basketball or baseball.
Basketball. It's not close.
It's all over the place.
Not close. And the thing was, it was a veteran crew.
Yeah.
It was Cortland and Billy Kennedy, and they were just blowing the whistle left, right, and center. It was disgusting.
Right. Well, you got Blazers tonight. Blazers playing the Warriors at 7. Danny will be there.
I will.
Be there in the house.
And you guys can watch the game on TV tonight. It wasn't on TV because they were doing the rehearsal thing for all of the stuff. So.
Well, I broke down, and I have Blazers Edge.
Blazer Vision. Yeah. Blazer Edge is where I started.
Oh, that's right. That's where you used to be.
Mm-hmm.
One of these days, I'll get it right, buddy.
You'll get there.
All right, when we come back, Baker doing Baker things. We'll switch over to the NFL. A lot of stuff to get to from the weekend in the NFL, as it always delivers, as it always does. But first, we'll toss it to Rust with sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Well, welcome into the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson. Did I just hear that right? Did you just click the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson?
Oh, that's entirely possible. Here, how about this?
The firm of Harris and Moran on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM
that's
and 1080
possible.
AM.
I mean, I'm a P1 of the Fan Happy Hour. Like, I get it. I'm down.
I'm kind of tired.
I'm tired, boss.
I think I'll go home now.
What time did you get here?
5.
There you go.
Actually, rolled in just before 5 today.
There you go.
Swaggy still out, huh?
Yeah.
Still out.
The hope is tomorrow.
The hope is tomorrow.
Your deep, deep, deep,
deep hope afloat.
Regardless, I won't be here. I have a dentist appointment at 7 o'clock tomorrow
morning. Oh, you too, huh? I got one on Friday?
Not me. I'm just waiting for them all to fall out, and then I'll go get someone to put new ones in.
Oh, God. I just thought about that. I made that appointment when I was in a different time slot.
Dude, if I had like, FU money, like, Frankie Lindor did this, Bobby Firmino did this, you know, they're kids from the streets, and when they got money, they spend it all on their teeth, and their teeth are absolutely incredible. If I could just rip all these things out and put, like, shiny new ones in that you, like, never had to brush or do anything, that would be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
That would be amazing. I'd rather have that than hair.
Ooh.
It's too far gone, man. I've been bald for almost 15 years, man. It's real weird at this point.
Have you ever considered the turkey trip? Like,
no.
If you had the money, would you do it?
Nope. My mother continues to tell me that she will pay for it. And I'm like, nah. Nah, dude, it's just, I'd just be living a lie. I'd be living a lie everywhere
hair.
I went.
It's your hair.
I don't believe that.
It's your hair.
No, my hair said adios, and we made peace with it.
I mean, Urlacher did it.
And he looks terrible.
You think so?
I do, because he's a bald guy.
Mm.
The opposite is Shaka Smart, but we just didn't know he could grow it all
along. Shaka could always grow it.
I'm real mad at Shaka Smart, mostly because I love Shaka Smart. Some NFL stuff to get into here. As look no further, friends, as wide open as the NFL is and is kind of all over the place, as it seems, you know, talking about you, Buffalo, last night, and we'll get to them in the second hour. It's hard for me to describe who the best team in football is right now, but I think it might be easy for me to describe who the best player in football is right now. And it's been really, really fun. And I found this cool little montage that someone put together on Reddit that I saw that kind of addresses this, but also pokes a little fun at Tez Johnson. It's about a minute and a half long, but it's pretty funny about Tez Johnson.
So great.
Caught a touchdown pass from his quarterback, who will remain nameless, and the fans started chanting MVP.
Baker Mayfield threw you the ball.
I said, what did I do? I was like, bro, I didn't do that this season. It ain't talking about MVP.
I'm going to tell you a funny story. This is crazy. When I score and I hit MVP chant, I'm thinking they talking about me. So I asked Shep. I'm like, Shep, they was chanting MVP?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah. I was like, I ain't do nothing this year. And then he was like, they talking about Baker, Ted.
Baker Mayfield threw you the ball.
Oh, I thought they told me. I'm like, I didn't do a damn thing.
And I was like, well, that explains it. But he is the MVP.
I was just happy with you. But you know what? But you know what? Now I am mad at you.
But look though.
Hey, Mike.
He said, when they was chanting, I said, MVP. What the fuck have I done?
I said, this. What did I do?
I thought I was about to start praising it.
You know I'm slow sometimes, bro. I'm like, bro, I didn't do nothing.
You know I'm slow sometimes.
And they talking about MVP. Shut up, talking about now. I was just messing with you. Now you go back to the old.
See, now you going back to the old tent. Hey, now you about to start going crazy. All you needed was a little bit of confidence. Now you fit to go digital. You hear me? I promise you.
I love that. I love that.
Baker Mayfield threw you the ball.
What have I done?
Baker finishes the game off beating the San Francisco 49ers. A stat line of 17 of 23, 256 yards, two tuds, no picks, one sack. He had three rushes, technically, for 14 yards. Mm-hmm. And I can't, you know, the long one being the 15 yards. Mm-hmm. And that is the most performative stat you could have seen of Baker Mayfield. Mm-hmm. He is excellent.
Yes.
He is so good. He is what Josh used to be in Buffalo. Buckle up, guys. You guys are hurt. Don't worry. Jump on. I got this.
As we were changing over from the boys this morning, Sprague was walking out, and we were talking about Baker, and he's like, Baker's not just good. He's elite. And I'm just like, yup. He is. He's Baker Mayfield right now. The argument for the best quarterbacks in the league right now are between Stafford and Baker. Those are the two best quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Right now.
Matt Stafford and Baker Mayfield are the two best? I can live in that world.
They're phenomenal. I mean, their numbers back it up. Stafford lead the league in passing yards. They're both completing two-thirds of their passes.
Some of those throws Stafford made last week were amazing.
I mean, Stafford's arm is one of the best of all time. But they both have 12 touchdowns. Stafford has two picks. Baker has one. They're taking care of the ball. They're pushing the ball down the field. They're making plays every time you need them to make plays. They are incredibly reliable. Baker, for my money, Baker right now is the most important player in the entire NFL. He is the MVP right now with a bullet.
I think he is too, and this just came across on the text line about giving Justin Herbert some love too. I think Herbert is playing some of the best quarterback play in the NFL. His team is just ravaged.
The last couple weeks he hasn't.
Well, the team is in a rough spot.
Real quick, how about Baker's team?
Agreed.
How about Baker's team?
And that's why Baker's separated from all of them, I think.
Baker's missing, and this is not a shot at Herbert.
I know.
Just if we're talking about who's been the best, Baker's missing his top two weapons on offense. His line's beat up, and his defense is beat up again.
I don't know if I've seen a team, especially offensively, be able to weather the injury storm the way Tampa has so far.
It's nuts.
Year. It's wild, and I think a lot of that starts with Baker. I mean, you're talking Egbuka, who we love. He had two catches and some drops, and you're telling me there's no Mike Evans, no Chris Godwin.
No Bucky Irving.
Duh. And Egbuka only has two catches. I'm like, I don't like this
and
for Tampa.
Two of their top four corners are out, and one of their tackles is out.
Emeka Egbegbu.
Oh, God. their swing tackle is out. I'm trying to think. There's somebody else that's out for them, too, that's on IR. God dang it.
Nobody had more than five catches, but six guys caught a pass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's Baker just doing what he can with what he's got. And we keep talking about this at length, and I'm going to keep screaming it to the heavens. Baker Mayfield might not just win the MVP this year. He might, like, start booking a trip to Canton. He might go down as the greatest redemption story in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, Baker was cut by the Carolina Panthers.
This is a guy who's...
Do you think they would like Baker Mayfield now?
How about the Browns?
The Browns. That situation was weird at the end, and I think they both needed a clean slate, clean separation. But what happened to Baker after that, he looked done.
I mean, this is a guy that...
Third string on the Rams? Like, he looked
signed
done.
Off the street, was it the night before? Was it the night before or two nights before?
Taking league minimum just to, like, get humbled.
Yeah, but to his credit, he did. Where the other exciting little quarterback from that era and Johnny Manziel did not. You know?
Like, yeah.
Johnny Manziel's on that new show, the reality show Special Forces.
I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you that there's nothing I need to hear from Johnny Manziel.
They did kind of like a tell-all, and I caught it on social. And, you know, Johnny's had some pretty stupid clips post-career, but it was the most real I'd seen him be of, like, I have to live the rest of my life knowing that I screwed up, that I failed. Like, and it's not something I can get away from because people recognize me.
You're the reason we're in this NIL mess.
You know what I mean? Like, but like, you know, I'm walking around the street and, you know, like, it's not something that people like, oh man, it's a real bummer. So it's like, it comes up all the time and it's just a constant reminder of it. And it's like,
and how many people are more of a ha ha than a sorry, bro? Because he's easy to pick on.
Right now on the TV, they are listing the injuries that the Bucks have had this year. Tristan Wirfs, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, Emeka Abuka, Jalen McMillan, Bucky Irving, Kalijah Kancey, Luke Godke, Cody Monch, Zion McCollum. Like, this is the like one of the most banged up rosters in the entire, like, of, and it's not just like depth guys. It's their top two wide receivers, their starting running back, and they're still dropping 30. Now, granted, the Niners defense is beat to death too. Fred Warner's ankle is gone.
R.I.P. Fred Warner, one of the best in the game, if not the best.
Bosa blew up again. Like, so, you know, take that with a grain of salt. But
got the Lions on Monday Night Football. If Baker beats the Lions on Monday Night Football, he might have the MVP wrapped.
I mean,
this early into the season. That's how good he's been. Your point, you said this best at the beginning of the segment. No player right now is playing more important football than Baker is for Tampa. Because
the next closest is Stafford. Like, those two guys, and then it's a pretty sizable gap.
And honestly, the number two guy for me is Lamar Jackson. That is clearly one of the most important guys in football.
As far as importance, but yes, he hasn't been on the field.
Exactly, exactly. And that's I can't be happier for Baker.
I love him figuring it out.
I think Baker's a guy that early in his career was easy target for people like me to just say, you know what? I didn't love it at Oklahoma. I thought it was a little chaotic. And I know you did. That's the difference. Shocking, Danny. That's the difference.
Planting
the
flag in the middle of Ohio State's field. I mean, that's pretty good.
And that gut-wrenching loss to Georgia in the playoff was so hard on Baker.
Or telling Kansas fans to go watch basketball.
It's hard for me to get behind crotch-grabbing guys at any point. But Baker's really turned around. I'm happy to watch him. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers might be the best team in football.
They have their hats in the race, and it's not like they're not fraudulent.
No, they're
not fraudulent.
There's nothing fraudulent. And I'd rather be hurt now than hurt in 6 weeks. Because if you can figure out some of these, if guys aren't out too long and you can get them healthy, get them right, because then
that's the key. Can they get healthy?
Well, and I wonder that because Baker's playing this way and the entire team is rallying around it, can you give Bucky Irving an extra week off? Can you give Chris Godwin and Mike Evans extra weeks off? Because you can say, okay,
we can survive.
If Godwin's ready to go this week, we can handle that. Mike, why don't you take another break? You know, if Rashad
White, long haul matters.
If Rashad White's looking good, it's like, okay, Bucky, maybe just take another one. If they can weather that, this team gets healthy at the right time. Oh boy, it ain't gonna be fun.
No, for anybody
playing them.
I'm you know, the Falcons, the other team in that division, they get the win last night. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but it's like they've got some room. They've got some room in the division. So if they stumble here or there, like if you look at their schedule, it's not like the most brutal thing you've ever seen. Like they're entering what will be the toughest stretch, where they've got the Lions, but then the Saints, and they have the Patriots, Bills, and Rams. Like that's the meat of their schedule. Because after that, Cardinals, Saints, Falcons, Panthers, Dolphins, Panthers.
And they're
going to close that schedule on.
And who knows what the Falcons look like? I think we're carving some time out for them later this week after their win last night on Monday Night Football. Who knows what that looks like? But Panthers, Dolphins, Panthers, let's go, bro. Let's go. Walking into the playoffs, dude. The Panthers, people might not even start in that last
Saints,
Panthers game.
Falcons, Panthers, Dolphins, Panthers. You should go 4-1 in that at minimum.
Sign me up. All right, when we come back, life in the AFC North. Boy, what a strange place to be up there, my friends. We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan. Boy, we all get fired up when we're talking about quarterbacks, that's for sure. All get fired up when we're talking about quarterbacks. We're just having a fun conversation about lefties, how sexy it looks.
Look, man, Penix throws a pretty ball.
He does throw a pretty
ball. That first throw out of the play action to Drake London, it explodes out of his hand.
Yeah, and I even brought up, you know, like, say what you want about this team and you know, his comments and his head coach and all that. Tua gets the ball out fast.
Yeah,
it's nice.
You have to.
I mean, the ball doesn't always go where it needs to go, but it comes out nicely. Something about lefty quarterbacks. Coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, we'll get into some baseball stuff. Would you lean into it? Also, we'll get back into NFL. Speaking of Buffalo, I got a wild wild stat to share with you about that team.
Yeah, you told me. I like a good stat.
Yeah, I got a really good one, plus web gems as well. And then in the noon hour, we'll get to the kind of the idea of searching for a coach mid-season, whether it pertains to Oregon State or James Franklin. And what happens if you get a guy like Matt Rhule to go to Penn State? What that does to Nebraska. So I thought that'd be a fun exploratory conversation at noon, plus free consultation at 12:15. Any advice, help you need on anything in your life, we will get to then. But I want to slide over to life in the AFC North, a division that, as much as we try to give it attention, I feel it is a little undervalued, undercover, underslept. I'm not quite sure how to put it this way, because coming into the year, boy, there's a lot of noise around Mike Tomlin. A lot of noise around him. You know, Aaron doesn't sign there until late. Is Aaron Rodgers any good anymore? And here's this team just humming along at 4-1, while the rest of the division around them absolutely implodes. Now, we knew Cleveland wasn't going to be good, okay? But Cleveland is now on to the backup. They just traded their starting quarterback.
They said, now we're good.
That is where they are. Baltimore, look, Baltimore and Cincinnati are in the same boat. Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow are top five quarterbacks in the NFL right now. And when you don't have them, I don't care what the rest of your team looks like. Those guys are very, very good.
Congratulations, Pittsburgh.
But I'm starting to be curious about Mike Tomlin, because it doesn't feel like he's stoked about where he is. I got a couple sound clips I want to play for you. This is him as they play the Bengals this week on Thursday Night Football. Is that what that game is? Yes, Thursday Night Football on the Browns trading for Joe, or on the Browns trading Joe Flacco to the Cincinnati Bengals.
You know, to be honest, it was shocking to me. Andrew Berry must be a lot smarter than me or us, because it doesn't make sense to me to trade a quarterback that you think enough of to make your opening day starter to a division opponent that's hurting in that area. But that's just my personal feelings.
That's a lot of shade in that old school AFC North, right?
That's a lot of, why would you help them?
Yeah.
I like that from Tomlin.
It's like, it's not even a lot of why would you help them. It's, I'm mad at you for helping them, because that's not how we do stuff. And it pushes him to this brink.
A quarterback coming in within 8 days of showing up as a start two games for a new team. Can you speak to how hard that is, or maybe it's, you know, veteran guy?
It doesn't appear to be hard for Joe Flacco.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Great. Well, you have annoying me today or something.
You know, that doesn't sound like a coach that's 4-1.
No.
Right? I think Pittsburgh's been kind of okay this year. We have definitely questions on the defense. But the last couple weeks, things have kind of turned around a little bit.
No, Rodgers is on pace to throw for like 4,400 yards and 37 touchdowns.
And that's why I don't...
Guys, he's not elite anymore. But he's better than anything you've had for a real long time.
Now, did the media push Mike Tomlin to be as salty as he is?
No, that's his default setting.
And that's just him.
Yes.
Boy.
I love that about him.
Boy, but he sounds like a coach that's 2-3, not 4-1 in a division that, brother, in that division...
It's cooked.
That division is gone. Yeah. Like, I haven't looked at Pittsburgh's schedule, and I don't need to play the game right now. We'll look at it later down on the week.
Well, I mean, they weren't that great last year, so they're not going to have that much on their schedule. It's like, the only thing that they have on there is they have a chunk coming up where it's Green Bay, Indy, and the Chargers.
But this team could win 13 games because of how much of a dumpster fire it is. And that would be huge for Mike Tomlin, as he's come into a year where there was a ton of questions about, is it time? It's been 20 years, so I'm not shocked if you think it's time.
Yeah, I'm just kind of looking at what – they're a really interesting team.
I think I need to watch more Steelers football. I think that's what I've learned.
Because they haven't been able to run the ball that great. They haven't been successful on the ground. That's typically what you associate the Steelers with. And Aaron's been good. He's completing almost 70% of his passes.
You're getting great old Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, he's got 10 touchdowns. He's got 3 picks. But he's, like I said, he's completing almost 70% of his passes. He's not putting up the prime – you know, 300-plus yard, 3 touchdown games.
You're not seeing a ton of the scramble, cross-body stuff like you used to.
No, but he's still – this is what I expected of him. Throw for, you know, anywhere between 3,800, 4,200 yards. Like, be productive, and then take care of the ball and make plays when you can make plays. Like, DK's been good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he hasn't been otherworldly great. But
not that contract great.
I tell you what, the Steelers are much happier paying DK Metcalf for his production than what the Bengals are paying T. Higgins right now because they don't have a quarterback.
Agree and on that?
Again, it's not a shot at T. Higgins.
What do you mean? They got Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco's elite.
And that's probably a big part of that. Like, we have to get somebody to get the ball to these wide receivers that we paid all this money to.
All right, loaded second hour coming up. We'll ask the question, would you lean into it? We'll also take a peek at the Mariners web gems and a little more NFL. Hang out with us. We're having fun. That's Danny. I'm Patrick. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.